Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك
لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and our esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, we welcome you to our program, Al Fiqhu ala al Madahib al Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the Four Schools of Thought. The date today is the 3rd of Dhul Hijjah, 1444, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, that is the 22nd of June, 2023. Let's welcome our Honorable Mufti Saab, Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Saab, Damat Barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa ala zaid khan, jazakallahu khairan. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. We are still here in Great Town. Inshallah, after the program, we'll go to Brother Muhammad Timur's place for lunch. And then for Zohar, we'll go to Kranskop. The brothers, they came last night and insisted. So I said, okay, inshallah, we will have a short program there. And then after that, inshallah, we will proceed to Winner for tonight's program, Insha'Allahul Aziz. So yes, we can start the program now. Mawlana, just speak a little bit louder. And then, inshallah, we carry on.
Mufti Saab, with regards to the virtues of Hajj, what are the virtues?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we study the noble Quran, Surah Hajj, chapter 22, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, when you perform a Hajj, you perform Umrah for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. They will witness and they will see the benefit, the nafa, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, the gain, the benefit coming to them in this world and definitely in the year after. Therefore, when you take the Sahaba, you take the Tabi'een, you take the Awliyaullah, then you find Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu performed 60 Hajj, and A'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed Umrah 1,000 times. And you look at Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, he was the great faqih, the great mufti, the great imam, and he was a tabi'i also. He met Anas bin Malik, radiallahu anhu, and so forth. He performed Hajj 55 times. And Pirani Pir, Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, nawwarallahu marqadahu, 50 times. When all these people were asked, that why do you perform Hajj so many times? They would say, لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. They will see the benefit. And two hadiths, in Tirmidhi, the hadith is mentioned, تَابِعُوا بَيْنَ الْحَجِّ وَالْأُمْرَةِ. After Hajj, perform Umrah. After Umrah, perform Hajj. فَإِنَّهُمَا يَنْفِيَانِ الْإِثْمَ وَالْفَقْرَ. It will remove the sins and expunge and the sins and poverty also will be removed. And the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, الْحَجُّ الْمَبْرُورُ لَيْسَ لَهُ جَزَاءٌ إِلَّا الْجَنَّةِ. When we perform a quality Hajj with the farz, the wajibat, the sunan, the ayat, so adab and mustahabat, then there is no reward for it but Jannah. Allah will give that person direct Jannah to Firdaus, inshallah. So the virtues are tremendous and many, mashallah.
Mufti Saab, with regards to Aziziya, which part of it is it in Makkah?
So we must remember that today, today is the 3rd of Dhul Hijjah. There you must remember when their moon samis, you know you got moon samis there, they cook up the date many a time. So again this year it has been cooked up. Nevertheless, for them is the 4th of Dhul Hijjah. So what has happened is that all the South Africans, majority of the Hujjaj, that now they moved already to Aziziyah. Some move on the 25th of Zulqa'dah, some on the 1st of Zulhijjah, and some move on the 4th of Zulhijjah. So majority will be there already, because if you look at the time now, by us it's 11:15 and there it is 12:15. So they're already all of them in Aziziya. You will find maybe about 5-10 couples only who are in Mecca, because the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th. So those days, remember, is peak rate. For one room, they'll charge you 10, 15, 20,000 riyals per day. So who can afford that? And you have to multiply that times 4 or 5. It's very, very expensive. So especially if you want to stay in these 5-star hotels and so forth and so on. So they move into Aziziya. So we must remember that one is Mecca. So Mecca, we all know. And then you must remember one is the Haram. The Haram refers to M3, 3M. Mecca is Haram, Mina is Haram, Muzdalifah is Haram, Arafat is out of the Haram. Always remember that. Arafat is out of the Haram. So now the question arises, three questions. Aziziya. Where is Aziziya? So Aziziya is a suburb of Mecca. So if you are in Mecca and Aziziya, you count it as one. So if a person spent, for example, 12 days there in Mecca and 12 nights you spend there, and then you spend another 4 nights or so, 3, 4 nights in Aziziya, so that will be 15 nights, 16 nights. So you're right through, you must read full salat. If you spend, especially according to Hanafis, and you must remember that if you spend less than 14 nights or less, so in Mecca, Aziziya, then right through your Musafir. According to Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, remember if you're staying in Mecca 4 nights and more, or you're staying in Aziziya 4 nights and more, so then you will read full salat there as well. If it's less than 4 nights, then you will be Musafir according to Shafi'is, Malikis and Hanbalis. So in a summary, remember that Aziziya is a suburb and part of Makkah Mukarrama. And why they call it Aziziya? You know there was a king, and that king's name was Abdul Aziz. He passed away in 1953. He was a person who was very, very fertile. He had 4 wives. And the third, fourth wife, they would keep on changing. The first one, two, they would keep all this gold. And he had more than 50 sons and 50 daughters, all like together, plus, minus. So he had a lot of children, mashallah, and it's his children. So that are running the government and so forth. After him was Saud, and after him was Faisal, and after him was Khalid, and after him was Fahd, and after him was Abdullah, and then was Salman, and so forth. So these are his sons, and they are the ones running the Saudi regime from 1932 onwards. And therefore, Aziziya, to named after him. So that is how they got the name and so forth.
Mufti Saab, to understand the Hajj properly, can Mufti Saab give us a breakdown? Let's start with day one. What do we do on day one of Hajj?
So remember that we have to look at it from the Saudi calendar, and that is how the calendar will work now for the Hujjaj. Their Hajj is valid. Remember, although the date might be wrong and so forth, the sin will be on the authorities, but the Hajj will be valid. There won't be a problem with that. So what will happen now? Today is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So the people will stay in Mecca. The people will stay in Aziziya. And what will happen is that sometime people want to go from Aziziya to Mecca. So from tonight, tomorrow already, like this, you will go, it will be 10, 15, 20 riyals to go from Aziziya to Mecca. From tonight, from tomorrow, it will be 50 riyals, then maybe 100 riyals. So the nearer you come to Hajj, the taxi guys, they rip off the people, remember that. Because, you know, it's season time and so forth. So anybody now in Aziziya will feel that the prices are all escalating, inflating and so forth. Now we say that we are focusing on those people who are performing Hajj, and they are performing Tamattu Hajj. So they perform their Umrah already, and they have shaved their hair. The men and the women clipped their hair, cut their hair, and now they're back in their normal clothes and so forth. Husband-wife relationship, all that permissible and so forth. Then tomorrow, Jumu'ah, so remember they will read there in Aziziyah and so forth. Because the Haram Sharif will be too packed and so forth, 1.5 million people. Yesterday, today's Arab news has it, that is Thursday, Friday, you will see, that they'll tell you there's 1.5 million pilgrims already there, and still many more to come. So they're looking at approximately 2 million hujjahs, plus minus, give and take. And remember, you get many uplang hajis. What we mean by uplang hajis is that those who come through the back door, they don't have really a visa and so forth, but they just take chances and they come through the back roads and so forth and so forth. So you get many of them, they know all the ways and all that, how to scheme things, and the police also get fed up. How many are they going to get catch and all that? So anyway, so they repeat the system, like, you know. Then will come Sunday night. You must remember that. So from Sunday night, we encourage the people that you can start taking your bath and so forth. We tell the people that don't wait for Monday morning, because Monday will be the 8th day. Now, if you're staying in a hotel and there's 200, 300, 400 people there, and everybody start using the shower, 80%, 90% the water will get finished, or the hot water will definitely get finished. And then it's big stories, then you see. So we tell the people from Sunday night, and some people already Sunday night, they will wear their towels, they'll wear their ihram, and they'll proceed to Mina already, so they can find a nice place and so forth. So anyway, what will happen normally is there's people from Makkah, people from Aziziyah will take a bath, they will don their ihram, their towels and so forth. Then they'll read their 2 rakat salat, make the intention for Hajj, read Qul Ya Al-Kafirun after Surah Fatiha in the first rakat, Qul Wallahu Ahad in the second rakat, and make intention. Touch it for Hajj. Allahumma inni uridul hajja fayassirhu li wa taqabbalhu minni. Oh, Almighty Allah, I make intention for Hajj, make it easy for me and accept it. And then every Haji should know this hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, Ayyul Hajji Afdal, which Hajj is the best, Ya Rasulullah? Qal, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-Ajju wa-Sajju. Al-Ajju, Rafu Sawt. Raise your voice, especially the men. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. Inna alhamda wa ni'mata laka wal mulk la sharika lak. Inshallah, when we go for a break, 11:30, 11:35 or so, then our brother Bonface will play the Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and then we will continue. So we start the Hajj spirit already from now, you see. That is the slogan of the lover. He's saying, Ya Allah, me, I'm ready, I'm prepared. Whatever you say, I'm ready. I'll walk, you tell me walk, I'll walk. You tell me run, I'll run. You tell me sleep in Muzdalifa on the land and sand, I'll sleep. So that is the true lover of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the true lover of Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So you read your salat, you made your intention, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, and now you start proceeding. So Sunday morning after sunrise is, it's not Sunday, sorry, Monday morning. So Monday morning, so you will, inshallah, this Monday now will be the 8th day in Mina and Makkah and so forth. So Monday morning after sunrise, then majority of the people will be walking. Because from Aziziyah to Mina is near, but the people like us, I should never go walking. I always tell the agents, no, you call the one bus, because you've got a lot of old people, sickly people, so I'll come with them. So you get some motors like us, old people, but we're not cold, we're still all right, you know. So Alhamdulillah, Ya Rabbil Alameen, so mashallah, then we go with the bus. And it's a wonderful, beautiful scenery. And Mina is called the tents, the city of tents, the tent city, you know. In 1997, you, the people who don't know what's going on, in 1997, that we were there in Mina with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, it was around 11, 11:30. The people were coming in our tent and saying, come, come and see, fire, fire. So I told them, but every year, so I said, no, come see. When I went outside and I saw that inferno, so then we took the mic and told everybody, take all your stuff. We're all going back to Makkah and all that. That it was a huge, huge fire. And so many people, hundreds of people lost their lives, became shaheed and shuhada and martyrs. Other people got burned, but they got saved and so forth. And we got saved, the South Africans. At that time, our camp tents were very near the symbolic shaitan and jamaat. And then we went back to Makkah, 97. It was chaos, afra-tafri, as you say, helter-skelter and so forth. Whatever transport we could get, we just went back. And the first day we all missed because, remember, of the huge, huge fire. And then the next day we went to Arafat. For this, you must give the Saudi authorities. What is the truth we must speak? So we must give them due and credit. When we came back to Mina, you will never even think there was a fire. Then they put all the tents and all the camps and all that, but fireproof. Remember, tents and camps. So all this started in 97. So that was a magnificent thing they did. We eyewitnessed to that. In 97 it happened. So never mind, can't cut the story short now. So what had happened was that when you enter there, you will see wonderful camps and tents and all these things there. But this year and last year, so let's speak of this year, 90% of the South Africans, they're sending them to Camp D. Now, we never ever saw all this. So, because whenever we perform Hajj, we were always in front with the mercy of Almighty Allah. Now, your Camp D is right there in the end of Mina, right next to Muzdalifah, just on the edge of Mina. So the walk from there to the Jamarat is almost 3 kilometers. And to walk with 1 million people is no joke, you know, and in the heat and so forth. And I mean that you paid 100, 150, 200, 300, 400, 500,000. So it's a big challenge, you know, especially for our women and elderly and so forth. But Allah make easy. So I'm just setting the scene for you so you should know what is really to happen and all that. So you paid five star, but all the stars are gone now. The only stars you will see are in the sky, you know. So when you come to Mina, you should know why is Mina called Mina. Mina means the dripping of the blood because you're going to sacrifice, slaughter the animals there and so forth. So the first day, that Monday, everything is the introductory day, is Sunnah. You will read Zuhur in Zuhur time, Asr in Asr time, Maghrib in Maghrib time, Isha in Isha time. You will spend the night day in Mina and read Fajr day as well in Mina. So that is now on Tuesday morning. So now what must you do there? So you will follow the Adhan of Masjidul Khayf. The Masjid is there and beautiful Adhan is given from there. And it rings, you can hear the noise, the sound and the voice throughout the whole of Mina. So wonderful facilities. So that Masjid is back to capacity. People are sleeping there. They got their luggage there. From Sunday night already, they're going there to get nice place and space and so forth and so on. So you, Hujjaj Baitillah, what should you do? So this was our program. So when we reach there, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, we tell everybody, have your breakfast, everything there, and then relax. Then after Zuhur, we tell them, okay, it's lunch, and now everybody should contribute. What were the qualities of a Hujjaj? He, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, it'amu ta'am, feed the hajis. And ifsha'u salam, make salam, men to men, women to women. And third one, layyinul kalam, speak softly, politely, courteously. So there's no need to be rough and, you know, to speak harshly and so forth. We are in the haram, mashallah. And fala rafata, no husband wife talk and all. Wala fusuka, no sir, no smoke, sins. Guard your eyes, your ears, your tongue, smoking, all that is haram, and ihram also is worse. Wala jidala, and don't go argument and so. And then after asr, we give a talk and so forth. Then we tell the youngsters that go out, make teams, 10, 10, 20, 30. And the youngsters, now we collect 1,000, 2,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. It just depends. And riyals or dollars or whatever people want to give. You know, our guys are rich there. So, mashallah. And we say, go buy now. Go buy the bananas. Go buy the juice. Go buy the water. When you go there, tell that shopkeeper, We don't want for ourselves, we want for Hujjaj. Sabil, Sabil, Sabil. You must just know one word, Sabil. Then you just stand there in the gullies, alleys of Mina and just say, Sabil, Sabil, Sabil. Then you see from where and where the people will come. And in 5-10 minutes, they'll clear everything up. You know, because the people are thirsty, the people are hungry, people don't know where to go. They lost half of them. So we go there, and mashallah, you just see the joy on the Haji's face and the dua and so forth. Sometimes it's so hot, police guys also leave their positions and they also come collect there and all that. So it's a bit of a joke that, you know. So that is the first day. Everything sunnah. Then the second day will come, that will be your Tuesday. So your takbir at the shariq will start. And that is Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. We must read the takbir. Even now, this is called takbir tashriq. This is called takbir mutlaq. From now you read. Sayyidina Abu Huraira and Abdullah ibn Umar and them, they should read the takbir loudly. Remember that. When they go in the market, in the bazaar, and Allah says, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ مَا هَدَاكُمْ. So read the takbir loudly also. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. So this sunnah, we have neglected it actually. And thereafter, one is takbir at the shaykh, after every four salat, for 23 salat. Then you're going to go again after sunrise. So you go, yeah, I advise everybody should go with the bus. You will find our brothers, sisters who go walking. They're not used to this walking. And it's so hot and 1 million people walking. So you go from Arafat, from Mina to Arafat. It takes you 3-4 hours. Remember, the pinnacle and the essence of Hajj is Arafat. Al-Hajju Arafat, the hadith in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahullah, said, وَهَذَا الْحَدِيثُ أُمُّ الْمَنَاسِكُ. This is the essence of Hajj. This is the nucleus of Hajj. So when you reach there, then 8, 9, 10, 11 o'clock, depending now what time you go and leave. And so then you have your breakfast and then just relax and so forth. So when you relax there, and then 11 o'clock or so, 10:30, 11, wake up. And thereafter you go, the men, only the men, not women now. So you remove your upper garment and you find water there everywhere. You get a 2-liter, 5-liter bottle and just pour it over you with the intention of ghusl. That is a sunnah and nabawiya, and for men only. And thereafter, if you want, you don't just make wudu if you don't want to take the ghusl and so forth. And nowadays, Arafat, they got good facilities. But one thing in Mina, Arafat, makes me cry. And for past 20, 30 years, we're complaining about it. I went to the Ra'is also in those days, the head of the Haramain, and wrote a letter officially and told him it's an insult to us, the Hujjaj, that you got urinals there, that the men must stand and urinate. Can you imagine that? But you will find so many people, just they go there because the toilets are full. They just stand and urinate. And the ihram gets soiled in our park. And it's a terrible thing the Saudis are doing with that, you know. It's a disgrace, actually. The haram, absolutely. But, you know, their mentality is such also in the urinal. So anyway, so now it's haram for the men to use it. Remember that. So nevertheless, you know, the kashful aura takes place. The splashes come on the body, comes on the ihram, and what and what and what. So nevertheless, so then you are now in Arafat. Then in the Masjid Namira, 100,000 people there. So this year they got the Deputy Minister of Islamic Affairs, so he will give the khutbah and all that. So we won't carry all these things because we just, you know, we fed up with these people now. So I speak of Marcus, we don't now, we fed up with these people here. Normally we used to carry it, translate it and all that. So anyway, so Tuesday, then the khutbah will be given and then Zuhur Asr Salat will take place. Jam'an wa Qasran. They will combine also and they'll read 2 and 2. So if you're reading in the tent, so this is what we used to do. We combine Zuhur and Asr, mashallah. So we read 4 and 4. If we are what not musafir, we are staying there for a long period. And if we are musafir, then we read 2 and 2. And we explain to the hajis how the masla is. And then the whole afternoon, after that is nice lunch and what have you. And then his whole entire afternoon is dua, dua, and more dua. La ilaha illallah wahdahu. لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. This is صحيح authentic حديث in Tirmidhi Sharif. دعائي ودعاء الأنبياء من قبلي هي حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said this is my dua and the dua and supplication of the prophets messengers who came before me. Read labbaik abundantly because you're in Arafat and read this word, O Hujjaj Baitillah. Anta Rabbuna, you are our sustainer, nourisher, provider, because all Mighty Allah took a pledge from us in Alam Arwah, in the realm of the souls and spirits. Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your sustainer, nourisher, provider? Qalu bala. So we go there to renew our pledge and covenant with all Mighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember that I always advise Hujjaj, then read Quran Sharif now also, and then make Khatmul Quran there in Maidan Arafat, and then stand face Qibla and make dua, and then tell me if your duas are accepted or not. So many things we have to do. Read Labbaik, read the fourth Kalima, and read Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And then cry, beg Almighty Allah, O Hujjaj Baitillah. It must not happen. When the sun sets, you leave Arafat to go Muzdalifah, and you leave with a negative feeling. That's very, very bad. You must leave with a positive frame of mind. I cried so much, I begged Allah so much, and Almighty Allah accepted my du'as in Maidan Arafat, on the plains of Arafat. So that will happen on Tuesday. And normally what we do, about 1 hour, 1.5 hour, 2 hours, before sunset and so forth, then whoever is there, the Maulana, the Imam, the Sheikh, then he will make a collective dua and everybody will be there and so forth and so on. So we should do all that with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. Nowadays it's very easy, mashallah. It's not like the olden days. So they have a lot of facilities there and so forth. And thereafter, mashallah, okay, I think we go for a break. Then from there, Arafat, we will take you to Muzdalifah, inshallah.
Respected listeners of Sirius FM in Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you back to this program. Mufti Saab, take us through the journey of Muzdalifah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now Arafat is finished, you read your Zohar and Asr, your Maghrib, Isha, you will not read day in Arafat. So remember, this is one place where 2 million people approximately will be leaving after sunset to go to, from Arafat to Muzdalifah. The Quran Sharif alludes and refers to it. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ عِنْدَ الْمَشْعَرِ الْحَرَامِ. So this is the time we will recommend and advise you to walk. It's night time, mashallah. So those of you who can walk, it will take you 1.5, 2 hours maximum. And if you go with a bus, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hours. I set myself many a time 6 hours with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, because we have to take care of our old and elderly people, sick people. We can't leave them there. So then you go with a bus, obviously. So when you leave after sunset from Arafat to Muzdalifah, then you're going to be reading Labbaik and so forth. Carry liquid with you, a lot of water, a lot of juice and so forth. And if you have some sandwiches or what have you, that's good also. And they normally give you, like, you know, some food and all that in that box, like. Anyway, now when you reach there, so then your first thing you're going to do is, it'll be Isha time, you read your Maghrib and Isha, and you read it in combined. Everybody agrees combined. So you read your Maghrib first, then your Isha, and so forth. And then you read your Witr, and then. So whether you're male, whether you're female, whether you're reading Salat in Jamaat, and or alone like the ladies, whether you're Musafir, or whether you're Mukim. So for everybody, you're going to combine. That Muzdalifah means to combine. Arafah means the fragrance of Allah's mercy, the fragrance of the droplets of rain, the fragrance of Allah Ta'ala sending His special mercy. O Hujjaj Baitillah, that is fashhadu, anni ghafartu lakum, bear witness, I have forgiven you. So all that is Arafat, Allah, special, special mercy descending. Nevertheless, now we went to Muzdalifah, you read your Maghrib, Isha, you have a bite and what have you. Before you sleep, now ye people know and understand. To pick up pebbles when you study Hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to pick up 7 pebbles is sunnah. So for the next day to pelt on the 10th. But remember, you pick up 49 or 70, you will understand why 49 or 70 just now. So all this is very good and permissible. Then you're going to sleep there. Now you're going to sleep on the land and the sand. So you got your hajj mat, you just take it out, make sure the men are one side, the women are one side. You can use blankets, you can use sheet, whatever you want to. But you, the men, make sure you don't cover your faces. Your face and head must be open. You cover your toes and your feet and all that with a blanket sheet. It's fine. And you, the women, you must be one side and so forth. And then you did. Then you all make intention. You're going to wake up early because sometime there by the toilet, all that long, long queues. So then you wake up 3 o'clock, 3:30, 4 o'clock, whatever time, early, early morning. And then you perform your wudu, everything. And you can read tahajjud, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And thereafter you read Fajr as soon as the time enters. So yesterday you made wukuf Arafat. So you read your Fajr there in Muzdalifah. And after Fajr, then you make wukuf. Then you face Qibla, everybody standing, and you cry, you beg, petition Almighty Allah, certain du'as you forgot to make in Arafat, you repeat it here, or you make it here, other du'as that are important, you repeat it here, and you don't have to worry about Imam and Sheikh and Mulana and Mufti Sahib and Qari Sahib. So remember, individually, everybody engage in du'a. First day, we went to Mina after sunrise. Second day, we left Mina to Arafat after sunrise. And now third day, when we're leaving Muzdalifah to go to Mina before sunrise, that is Sunnah and Nabawiyah. All people go straight from there, Muzdalifah, straight to Aziziyah, because they want to freshen up and a lot of stories. So whatever is convenient, you do that. It's all flexible issues. But I'm taking you the Sunnah way. So now you go from Muzdalifah before sunrise, and you go to Mina. So this day, the 10th, the third day of Hajj, that Wednesday, there's no Eid Salat for the Hujjaj because it's busy, busy day. So what you're going to do, minimum, you try and do these 3 actions. So you try and tell the big Jamara, big Shaitan, on that third day. So this year it will be that Wednesday. So you pelt it. In the morning is Sunnah, from sunrise till Zuhur time. Till Istiwa Ushams, the sun is at the zenith. You go in the afternoon, so remember it's permissible till sunset. We normally go in the afternoon because the crowd sometimes is too big and so forth. And thereafter, the agent, you just tell him you belt it, and then they will sacrifice, slaughter your animal for you. That is called the Hadi, and the Tamashukar, what people call. And then you go and shave your hair for the men, and for the women, you cut your hair. Women, you can cut your own hair. Once the pelting is done, after pelting, you just move away, no dua. By big shaitan, remember the law, no dua. Every day, no dua by big shaitan. And then the slaughtering, and then the shaving. So you women, you just cut your hair in your own room, for example, not in front of strange men and so forth. You just take your hair at the back, turn it around your little finger, and then you cut it. So that is sufficient, plus minus 1 inch. Okay? Now you're out of ihram. Everything is halal for you except husband-wife relationship. So before you start making ziyarat of husband-wife, you must make tawafu ziyarat. So we normally don't advise people to go the first day, so the Wednesday, because the crowd is too big. But if you want to go, it's fine, there's no problem. But you know, you men only, or you husband-wife, and you can manage in a crowd. Normally, we tell them to go on the 4th day, so meaning 4th day of Hajj. So the 2nd day, that is of Tawaf Ziyarat. 1st day is the 10th, and 11th is the 2nd day. So of Tawaf Ziyarat. So it's all optional, whatever you want to do. Now here, all the trouble starts now. So that night, the night of the 11th, you must spend in Mina. The night of the 12th, you must spend in Mina. You will find majority of the South Africans of all agents, you will find majority of them, you won't find them in Mina. because now they say, no, the women pulling their nose this way, that way. They, you came for Hajj, not for holiday or honeymoon and so forth. So now they spend their time in Azizia. If they come, they just spend half an hour, 1 hour a day in Mina and so forth. That's very, very wrong. Quran Sharif said, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately, yuhbibkum Allah, yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, then you become the beloved of Almighty Allah, and Allah forgives you your sins. And the Hadith Sharif for Umrah for Hajj, khudu anni manasikakum, Sahih authentic Hadith in Muslim Sharif, take from me your actions of Umrah and Hajj. So yes, you go Azizia, you freshen up, you come, it's no problem. But to spend the majority of the time there and not in Mina, that's not right. Definitely not right. You must remember that. They'll tell them, no, the Maulana also is doing that. You see, people got too many excuses. So the Maulana, if he's doing that, he's wrong also. So you must go back to Mina. Then you must remember that 11th and 12th, the pelting will be for all three Jamarats and after Zohar. So not in the morning. Today, the muftis, they also, now that you understand, they just puppets of the regime. So they just say you can pelt anytime. This ijma consensus among all four schools, pelting on the 11th and 12th is afternoon only. And then you carry on in the evening, at night also it's fine. So you pelt a small one and you make dua, seven pebbles. Then the medium one, you pelt it and then you make dua, big one, seven. And then you must remember, then you know dua. So we told you 49 pebbles. Why? On the 10th day, then you will need 7th. And on the 11th, 12th, you will need 21, so that's 49. If you're staying the 13th day, then you will need 70 pebbles. We advise and encourage people to make 6-day Hajj, not 5-day Hajj. So you stay the extra day also and you pelt in the afternoon. Remember that nicely. Now you go for Tawafu Ziyarah, you in your normal clothes. And remember, you make Tawafu Ziyarah, you put Tawaful Ifada, the Shafi's, Maliki, somebody's call it. You read your two rakat salat there, and thereafter make sa'i with your normal clothes, Safa Marwa, and that all is done now. You come back to Mina. You sleep in Mina. And then you must stay, try and stay there the 13th day. So that will be now. Monday will be the 8th, Tuesday the 9th, then Wednesday the 10th, and then Thursday the 11th. Friday the 12th and Saturday will be the 13th. So you must stay that Saturday also. And then the debate will come about, you must remember, day in Mina, must we read Jummah Salat or not? We used to read Jummah Salat. So, and we encourage others, tell your Maulana, Imam, Sheikh, whoever is there. So for the men, you read the Jummah, women read Zohar Salat and so forth. They in Majidul Khayf, they don't read Jummah. They just read two rakat Zohar and it's finished, end of the story. So nevertheless, that's an academic discussion and then you stay there. Now on the 13th, also you must pelt in the afternoon. People say, no, our Maulanas, you know. They say, no, Imam Abu Hanifa say permissible. We say Imam Abu Hanifa say permissible, but it's makruh. Go open Muallimul Hujjaj and that you will find it there. It's written karahat kesat. So why you must do all that? So just imitate and relate the Master alayhi salam, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Sahibain, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad. Everybody say that only afternoon you can pelt after the sun has passed the zenith and so forth. Then, now your Hajj is finished, then you take all your saman, your goods, your luggage, and then one more thing, I tell the Hujjaj, you stay on the 13th for the men, that Fajr, that Saturday morning, go and read in Masjidul Khayf, because 90% of the Hujjaj are gone, Masjidul Khayf is half empty, and mashallah, go read one salat at least, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, read his salat there, the women you just sit there in the camp and tent and so forth, and then when you're coming out, now you're coming down, and after you pass, you must remember the big shaitan, big jamara. Then look on your right-hand side there. If your imam, your Maulana, he'll tell you if he knows, then you will see Masjidul Aqaba. Masjidul Aqaba is the oldest masjid in Mecca after the Masjidul Haram, the Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, and the masjid. And that was when the Ansar Sahaba came to invite Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So then that is the place they met. So the Ottoman Empire, Khilafat Uthmaniyah, built that masjid, but there was no roof. I went there myself, we read Salat there and so forth. And we used to go there to show the people. Now the Saudi regime came, they left it, but now they renovated it 10, 15, 20 years ago or so. And they put a roof, but the problem now they closed it up. You can't go right inside. And so, but this you can see it. So when you come out, now you finish your pelting, everything is finished now. Only thing left will be Tawaful Wida. So look on your right hand side, you will see like a brownish, yellowish, you understand, color, light yellow. And that's the masjid called Masjidul Aqaba. Very few people know about it. And people today just worried about eating, drinking and sleeping. They're so tired, they just want to go home now, you understand. And thereafter now, you have to perform your Tawaful Wida. Remember, mothers, sisters, don't confuse issue. Tawaful ziyarat, tawaful ifada, call it whatever you want to. That you must perform. It's compulsory first. You don't perform it, then your hajj is incomplete. Husband-wife relationship not permissible. Tawaful wida, that's the tawaf that falls away, is saqit and is waved off. For ladies in menses, Sayyida Safiya radiallahu anha, the honorable wife of the master alayhi salatu salam, she was in a menses. So Habibunna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, she performed tawaf ziyara. So Siddiqa Hazrat Aisha said, yes. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, idhan fanfiri. So on the night of the 14th, then Umrah season opened again. And remember, then they left Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sahaba and everybody. So ladies, tawaful ziyara, you must perform. Tawaful wida is wajib upon everybody, foreigners, and they're going back to their cities and countries. But remember, the lady in haiz and menses, or nifas and postnatal, for them it is waved off. And then, now you go perform tawaful wida. La yanfiranna ahadukum hatta yakuna akhiru ahadihi bilbayt. So the last action should be, few hours or one day before that, you go and make tawaful wida and then cry to Allah, Allah maruddana ila baytika marratin wa karratin ya rabbal alameen. Bring me back to the Haramain Sharifain again and again and again. And obviously, it means Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa, Madina Munawwara, all that will come. And now it is your departure. So then your Zamzam, all that you'll get there at the airport, you purchase it there. And you don't have to take from Makkah, long stories. They won't allow you and all these things there. So you just buy it there at the airport. And then you're going to make a dua. What dua are you going to make? Allahumma aj'ala hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. As mentioned in Ibn Majah, Ya Allah, make this hajj such a hajj that is maqboola, mabroora, accepted, Ya Allah, and hajjatan, la riya'a fiha wa la summa. It was performed, Ya Allah, not to impress the eyes of people and not to impress the ears of people. And all those who are listening, wherever you are listening and you are there in Makkah, you are in Medina, you are in Jeddah, wherever, and you're performing hajj, so we will beg you and we will apply, we will this thing request you to remember us also in your special, special du'as. Gee, Mawlana Zahid, I think you got 2-3 minutes left. Any questions you still got?
Gee, which is the best kitab to read with regards to hajj?
Regarding hajj, if you know Arabic and Urdu, and that the best kitab to read is Hazrat Sheikh's kitab, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a masterpiece. Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, wrote that kitab in Arabic originally in 3 days. Mawlana Mutala sahab there in Chipata. So he told me personally, he was there when Hazrat Sheikh was. He said Hazrat would hardly sleep and he was busy with that book. People like us, it took us a whole year, still we won't finish it. Wonderful book. I have both the Arabic and Urdu. And the Urdu one is translated by Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Ludhianvi sahab. So he was in Karachi. So we met him, met Hazrat Sheikh, all of them several times. And the taqreez and introduction is written of the Urdu one by Hazrat Allama Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah. And in there, Hazrat بن نوری رحمت اللہ علیہ نور اللہ مرقدہ رود، اس دور کے سب سے بڑے محدث حضرت مولانا شیخ الحدیث مولانا زکریا نور اللہ مرقدہ. The greatest محدث in the world was حضرت شیخ حضرت علامہ یوسف. They were all بن نوری رود. They were all giants in that field. I still remember vividly that Maraj al-Bahrain was there in Karachi, in Kurangi, Darlong, Karachi. And one side was Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. One side was Sheikh ul-Hadith, Mawaz Zakariya. And we were giving them mangoes. And I was wondering what's going through their mind. And I could hear them speaking in Arabic. Hazrat bin Nuri told him, Ana shabun wa anta sheikhun. I am the youngster and you the sheikh. So Hazrat Sheikh said, no. That Ana shabun wa anta sheikhun. And that, you know, light-hearted talk and so forth. So remember, we saw all these type of things also. These were the giants, remember that. And if you don't know Arabic Urdu, then take my book, mashallah. And that is, you must remember, the Hajj Umrah Q&A and so forth. It will help you. Yesterday I received a message, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas also is gone. So mashallah, whoever is gone, Allah Ta'ala take you with afiyat, izzat, sihat. And spend your time correctly. Don't get involved with South Africans making panchat and killing time and all that. And respect Haramain Sharifain and spend your time correctly. So that will be our advice. Anything else, Mazahid?
No, that's all. Mufti Sahib, make dua for us.
Okay, inshallah. Then 1 o'clock, 1:05 to 1:30. Today is a very, very interesting lesson, inshallah. And that is Surah Baqarah, verses 113, 114. Listen to that. And inshallah, and I think today from the archive is Surah Kafirun. Maybe you got the list there. You can just read it. So inshallah, and inform the listeners. We here by our Haji Ismail Pudis, by his place here and his family. Allah Jalla Allah reward him. Our Hafiz Ibrahim Baira is here. Hussein Mullah is here. So we're leaving now. We're going to Muhammad Timur's place. Inshallah, from there I'll try and send out everything. People are waiting for all the things, but I was so tired, mashallah. This morning after breakfast, I went to go sleep and woke up just before the program, had a nice shower. And now we're rejuvenated for our next challenge, inshallah. So first, we already saw in Kranskop, and then there, inshallah, after Zohar will be programmed, and after Isha tonight, there in Wienan, inshallah, Aziz. Barakallah fiqh, jazakallah khairan, and my brother Suleiman Esop sent us the podcast of this program, and inshallah, Sunday it will play again, so between 6 and 7, so that's very good. So the Hajis are moving Monday, so inshallah, it will rejuvenate them and tell them, inshallah, the final tips also. Barakallahu fiqh, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.